Good afternoon. I am Jerry Shepherd, and I teach Old Testament at Taylor Seminary.
这是我的老师，在泰勒神学院的教旧约的教授Jerry Shepherd 博士。
And your pastor Evan is one of my former students.
我是 Shepherd 博士以前的学生。
Feel free to ask me afterwards what kind of student he was.
完事之后你们可以问哈，我以前是个什么样的学生。
And Paul back there is one of my current students.
Paul Norton 是 Shepherd 博士现在的一位学生。
And I'm very happy to be with you this afternoon.
很高兴跟大家在一起今天下午。
Evan asked me to tell you a little bit about myself.
让我们介绍，听 Dr. Shepherd 介绍一下他自己。
I am from the U.S.
Dr. Shepherd from 美国来。
I was born and raised in North Carolina.
他在北卡罗莱纳出生成长。
I went to Philadelphia, and in Philadelphia, I went to Westminster Seminary.
然后到了费城，因为在费城呢，在世界非常有名的一所神学院，还比你稍微再大点声，有点小啊，是非常有名的一所神学院，就是西敏寺神学院在那儿。
And at Westminster, I got my master's and my PhD in Bible interpretation.
在那间神学院呢 ，Dr. Shepherd 得到了他的硕士和博士学位。
And then I came here to Edmonton 22 years ago.
22年以前，他搬到了埃德蒙顿。
And I have been teaching at Taylor Seminary ever since.
从那儿他就在泰勒神学院教课，教了20多年了。
I have a wife and 3 grown children still living here in the city.
他太太和3个孩子都住在埃德蒙顿。
And right now I am on sabbatical from school.
这段时间呢，正好是带到了塞普勒，他现在休假。
And I am writing a commentary on, of all books, Leviticus.
他现在在写一本解经书，关于利未记的解经书。
And I'm very happy to be here to share with you from God's Word.
很高兴今天能跟大家来分享神的话语。
So as you have already seen, the title of the message is "When God Moves In."
那么今天这个主题呢，就是当神住进来 ，When God Moves In。
And Evan, your pastor asked me for a manuscript ahead of time, but I told him I wanted this to be kind of interactive.
我其实跟 Dr. Shepherd 说，希望他能给我一个他的正道的这么一个手稿，然后呢，能够我给他翻译。但是他说他希望跟大家有一种互动啊，就像上课一样。
So 2 or 3 times while we're studying the word, I'm going to ask you some questions.And ask you to give me your answers.
那可能有两三次呢，他会停下来问问大家的问题，请大家互动。那么我给海滨话筒了哈，待会儿如果需要谁来回答的话，海滨可以走一走，传一传哈。
One of the things that Christians believe is that God lives inside of us, that we ask Christ to come into our hearts and He moves into us.
其中一个基督教的神学就是神跟我们生活在一起，当我们邀请他的时候，他会搬进我们的心里来住。
And I believe we can better understand what that means if we look at the story of the tabernacle in the Old Testament.
那么塞弗勒博士认为呢，如果我们能够好好的看一看关于会幕旧约当中会幕的故事呢，我们可能会更好的理解这一点。
So we're going to look a little bit today at the tabernacle.
我们今天会花点时间来看看会幕，或者说叫帐幕。
For the purpose of better understanding what it means for Christ to live inside of us.
为了更好的理解基督耶稣住在我们心里。
So to set a context for it, we have to remember that at one point the Israelites were in slavery in Egypt.
那么的背景信息呢，就是在以色列人在被埃及人奴役的那段时间，
God called Moses to lead the Israelites out of Egypt.
那么神呼召摩西带领以色列人从埃及地离开。
And Moses, with God's help, rescued the Israelites from Egypt.
那么在神的帮助之下，摩西带领了以色列人逃离了埃及。
They went across the Red Sea on dry land.
他们穿过了红海和干地。
And then Moses led them through the wilderness to a mountain called Mount Sinai.
当他们进入了旷野地的时候呢，他们到了一座山下，叫做西乃山。
And when they arrived at Mount Sinai, God began to give Moses instructions on building a tabernacle.
当他们到了西乃山下的时候呢，神指示摩西让以色列人建一座会幕。
Now, what's important for us to realize is that at that time, people didn't think, have any idea about God living inside of them.
在那个时代呢，人们没有关于神跟他们住在一起呢，没有任何的概念。
Instead, God, they believed, lived in buildings.
反而呢，他们认为神是住在一个建筑里面。
In temples or special buildings that God would move into and then live among the people, but he didn't live inside of them, he lived in that temple.
他们认为呢，神是住在了圣殿里头，或者是一个特别的建筑物里面，并不是跟人住在一起。
So when the Israelites arrived at Mount Sinai, God said to Moses, and that's the slide that you have up there now,God said, have them make a sanctuary for me, and I will dwell among them.
那么在西乃山的时候呢，神向摩西晓谕说，就是在出埃及记的25:8-9，又当为我造圣所，使我可以住在他们中间，制造帐幕和其中的一切器具，都要照我所指示你的样式。
So God gave Moses all kinds of plans.For building something called a tabernacle.
所以呢，神就给了摩西所有的指示和计划，去建一个东西，叫做帐幕或者会幕。
And a tabernacle is simply a word that means dwelling place.
一个帐幕呢，实际简单就是来讲，就是一个词，叫做居住的地方。
So what God was telling Moses was, make me a dwelling place.
所以神告诉摩西的话就是你给我做一个我住的地方。
And when you make this dwelling place, then I will move into that building and live among you.
当你们把这个地方建好之后呢，我会搬进去，然后跟你们住在一起。
So in the rest of that verse it says, make this tabernacle and all its furnishings exactly like the pattern I will show you.
所以呢，他在这里就讲说，制造帐幕和其中的一切器具都要照我所指示你的样式。
So on the next few slides, I've got some artists' conceptions of what this tabernacle might have looked like.
所以在下面几张这个 slide 呢，大家会看到这个会幕会看着像什么样子。
So on the very first one there, notice that in the background there is all kinds of mountains.
所以呢，在大家看这个图画呢，背后的背景就是山。
We're in this very barren desert area there.
所以它实际是在沙漠里头，在荒野地建出来的。
And so that structure there, is the tabernacle.
这个大家看到的建筑呢，就是一个会幕。
Now the tabernacle has three parts to it.
那么这个会幕有三个方面，由三部分组成。
First of all, there's that courtyard area that's outside.
那么首先是在外面有一个这个会院。
So it's just in the open area there.
所以在那块旷野地，大家都可以去的那么一个地方。
And in that open area, any Israelite could go in there to offer sacrifices.
那么每一个以色列人呢，都可以到那儿去，去提供牺牲这个祭品。
Then there's a smaller covered building.
啊，那么还有第二个就是有一个小的被盖起来的这么一个建筑。
And that has two rooms inside.
里面有两间房子。
One of those rooms is called the holy place.
一间叫做圣所。
And the other room, a smaller one, is called the most holy place.
另一间更小的叫做至圣所。
Israelites could not go into that building.
以色列人不一般来讲不能进到那两个屋子里去。
Only one person could go in there, and that was a person called the high priest.
那么只有一个人，这人称为大祭司，才能进到那个屋子里。
So in that picture there, what you have to sort of imagine is that around that tabernacle, you have all the people of Israel.
那么实际从这个照片这个图片上看呢，实际在会幕的四周呢，以色列人实际在围着这个会幕住的。
So all the people of Israel would be living in tents around that area.
那么他们实际是靠近会幕住，不是住在里面，在那旁边住。
But then God Himself has a tent to live in.
那么只有神才有这个帐篷住在里面。
And that's what the tabernacle is.
这是这个帐幕的样子。
It's a tent for God to take up residence among the people.
那么这个是一个帐篷，实际是神呢住在里面，住在他的子民当中。
Okay, now we'll go to the next slide. And on this slide, I guess that's big enough there, we have another artist's conception of what this would have looked like.
那么这张图片呢，有另一个关于会幕的这个一个结构。
Again, you have that curtain all the way around.
所以在四周都是有帘子的。
Then in the open area,You have an altar where they would slay the sacrifices.
在一些开放的地方，谁都可以进去，可以提供祭品。
And then again, you have that small building.
有一个小的建筑。
Now on this slide, they call it the temple, but it really should be called the tabernacle.
在这个图片里面，它被称为圣殿，但实际它应该被称为会幕。
And so that's one more conception. Let's go to the next slide.
看下一张图片。
Now, this slide shows us some of the furniture that was in the tabernacle.
这个图片我们能看到一些器具在会幕里面用的器具。
So up in the upper left corner, you have the altar of burnt offering.
那么在左边呢，大家看那个是一个香炉。
And that was in the courtyard, and that's where the sacrifices were slain.
在这个角上那块呢，这个是杀祭物的一个坛，祭坛。
Okay, in the top center of that slide, there's the bronze basin.
那么最上面那个是一个铜的铜盆啊，是为了洁净用的。最上面上面那个中间那块。
And that was for the priest. And the people accompanying him and helping him to wash their hands, so they were ritually pure.
那么祭司和他的这些帮手一块来洗手，杀山羔的时候为了洁净用的。
So those two pieces were in the courtyard, but everything else is inside. So in the upper right corner, there's what's called the altar of incense.
在另一边呢，在
The top right.
在右上角，在我这边是右上角。右上角，对，右上角是香炉，也是一个烧香的坛，香坛。
And so the priest would put incense or something smelling really good on that altar.
对，祭司会把那个一些烧着的香闻着很好的插在上面。
And it would be burning all the time.
一直都在烧这个香。
Okay, then below that, there's something called the table of showbread.
那么在香坛的下边一点呢，叫做陈设饼的 桌子，摆陈设饼的桌子。
And they simply put loaves of bread on that table every week.
那么通常他们每一周都把那个饼啊放在那儿，每一周都换新的。
And so we've got two pieces so far inside, the altar of incense and the table of bread.
所以在那儿呢，一个是烧香的坛，还有一个摆陈设饼的桌子。
Then below that, you have the golden lampstand.
在陈设饼桌子下边呢，在右边最右边这块呢，是一个金灯台。
And that lampstand was to be burning. It had seven lamps on it.
上面其实有七个灯柱，然后它一直都是烧着的。
And the priest was to make sure that it burned all around the clock.
那么这个祭司会保证它一直都在烧着的不灭。
Now, those three pieces, the altar of incense, the table of bread, and the lampstand, were in the holy place.
那么这三部分呢，这个烧香的坛、摆陈设饼的桌子和金灯台呢，是在圣所里面。
But finally, there was the most holy place, and in that room you had what was called the Ark of the Covenant.
那么在至圣所里面呢，有一个地方摆放的叫做约柜。
And that was behind a curtain that no one could go through except for the high priest.
那么这个约柜是放在了幔子的后边，除了大祭司之外，没有人能够到那个地方去。
And he could only do that once a year.
他只能一年到那儿去一次。
Now, it's called the Ark of the Covenant.
它被称为叫约柜。
But one of its functions was to serve as a seat for the Almighty, for God.
那么其中一个目的呢，是为了侍奉神的。
And we'll talk more about that in a minute.
以后会再谈一下。
Okay. All right, let's go to the next slide. And that just, this slide here,just give you an idea about where those pieces of furniture were positioned inside the holy place.
那么这个显示了那在会幕里面这些器具以及那两个屋子，一个是圣所，还有一个至圣所，他们都是怎么摆放的。
So in the larger room, you have those three pieces of furniture.
在大的屋子里，那个就是圣所，有三件器具。
You have the table of bread.
放陈设饼的桌子。
You have the incense altar.
烧香的坛。
And you have the golden lampstand.
还有金灯台。
And then in the smaller room, you have just that one piece of furniture.
那么在至圣所那个更小的屋子里呢，只有一件器具。
Again, it's called the Ark of the Covenant.
被称为约柜。
But it was also regarded as a seat for God. It was regarded as his.As his royal throne.
那么那个也是实际预示着神的宝座，到底他的这个权柄。
Now, let's see this in a little bit more of a graphic way. So go to the next slide.
我们再看下一张图片。
So here, this gives you a better idea of how this room looked. So there would be the high priest.
那么这个中间大家看见那个站着的就是大祭司。
And notice again those three pieces of furniture.The table of bread.
所以在他身后呢有三件器具，一个是陈设饼的桌子。
And there was always bread on that table.
他总是有那个饼在桌子上。
You have the lampstand.
金灯台。
And those seven lamps are always burning.
那么七个灯柱始终都是烧着的。
And you have the altar of incense.
那么还有香坛。
And that altar is always giving off a pleasant aroma.
所以他那边总是烧着的也很香。
And then what you don't see behind the curtain on the left there.
实际左边那个蓝色的是幔子，在幔子后面是有东西的，是有约柜的，看不见。
Is again the Ark of the Covenant where God would be enthroned.
所以呢是神住的那个地方，在至圣所里面约柜。
So.The priest in that picture, he has responsibilities that he has to carry out every day.
所以这个大祭司呢，他的责任就是每一天都要维持着这些东西的正常运转。
And what he has to do is make sure there's bread on the table.
他要去确定的就是每天在桌子上都有饼。
Make sure the lamps are lit.
那么那个灯，七个金灯台呢，意思说是上面都点着的。
And he has to make sure the altar of incense is giving off that pleasant aroma.
因为保证在香台上这个香始终都是点着的。
Okay, now.There are many, there's a whole lot more to this than I can talk about right now. But with what we have so far, let me ask you a question.
Dr. Shepherd, 待会儿会继续讲，但是现在想先问一些问题。
Okay, so this is your chance to come back at me here.
这是你们机会啊。
So if you look at this, and you look at those pieces of furniture, and you look at the priest and what he has to do,What is the tabernacle then?
那么你们看到这个情况，这三件器具以及大祭司每一天要做的这些工作，你们觉得这个会幕是干什么用的呢？
What is its purpose?
那么会幕的目的是什么？有人愿意回答吗？海滨可以，你到中间来，两边都能。给然后这边有话筒，大家可以拿话筒来讲两句，不要紧，胆子大一点。然后有人，复兴乐。
Okay, I didn't quite catch that.
Can you repeat it?
I think we all Some people want God to
be their
sin,
mm-hmm.
so they come to pray and ask for forgiveness.
Yes, that's one purpose. You can go to the tabernacle and you can confess your sins. Except the regular Israelite couldn't go in there. He couldn't go in that particular room. He could only offer sacrifices outside, and then the priest would go in that room.And take his prayer request. Yeah, okay.
So, I have another question.
Sure.
Here, the high priest, he needs to take care of everything there for the prayer. If somebody will eat that bread, so the high priest needs to make sure that the bread is all
in. Yeah. They change the bread every week.Every Sabbath day, they would put a fresh 12 round loaves of bread in two stacks on that table. And, you know, the Bible doesn't say a whole lot about what happened to that bread. We think maybe the priest might have eaten it or some of his assistants called the Levites might have eaten it. But if you think about what's happening there, again, it's very interesting.You've got light, you've got bread, you've got incense going. I mean, what is this? It's.
刚才我翻译一下，刚才复兴院说呢，这个目的呢是有些人进去之后认罪，然后能够赦罪哈。但是其实呢，因为这个圣所呢只有大祭司才能进去，普通人只能在外面待着，他不能进圣所啊。所以，那么到底什么目的呢？大家可以想一想。
嗯。
Thank you.
还有人愿意回答一下吗？这个啊 ，Paul.
For me, it seems like at home, like you have a nice smell, nice furniture. You have light and there's bread, and both of those, it just seems very comfortable, very comforting environment, like at home.
Yeah.
那么Paul认为呢，这个就像一个家一样，里面有食物啊，闻着也好闻，也有光亮、温暖啊，很舒服，就像家一样。Paul觉得。
So, the tabernacle has lots of uses, but one important use that Paul just called attention to is it's a home, and the priest's job was to make it comfortable for God to live in.
所以呢，其实这个会幕有很多的功能，有很多作用。那么其中一个作用呢，就是它像家一样，是给神建的家，让神在那里面住着舒服。
So even though we think of the priest as having this real special position, in some ways, what would be a modern day equivalent for the priest?
Maybe the service?
Yeah, yeah. The priest is a butler. He's providing maid service, Now, let me ask you another question. What if the priest didn't keep bread on the table?
那么下一个问题就是,
What if the priest didn't keep fresh bread on the table?
那么如果这个大祭司并没有把这个桌上的饼换成新鲜的，那么会发生什么事情呢？
What if the priest didn't make sure the lights were always on?
如果大祭司不保证这个灯台上的灯都总是亮的，会发生什么事情呢？
And what if the priest didn't make sure that the incense was always burning? If he didn't do all those things, what do you think God would do? Exactly. And so God might decide
leave.
He might decide to leave.
所以可能神觉得不舒服，他就离开了，不住在他的子民当中了。After
all, he is a king.
毕竟他是一个君王，他是一位君王。And
if you don't treat your king very well by making his home comfortable, he's not going to stay there.
所以你要是不招待君王好，让他觉得舒服，他可能就不在那儿待了。
So this was pretty important because God wanted the people to respect him.
所以这个很重要，神呢希望人能够回应他，尊敬他。
And they showed their respect through the priest who made sure that was a comfortable home for God to live in.
所以他告诉这个大祭司应该怎么做才能把这个会幕变成一个让他舒服的家。
So let's go ahead and look at the next slide. Just one more possible picture. We don't know exactly how these things looked, but again, this slide here is looking into the tabernacle. On the right, you have the table with the 12 loaves of bread. Right in the center, you have the altar of incense. On the left-hand side, you've got the lampstand. And then at the very back there, you have the curtain that celebrates the holy place from the most holy place where God's throne was.
所以呢，这个是从另一个角度看会幕里面的结构，这是咱们看到的是圣所。那么圣所大家看右边呢，就是放的陈设饼啊，每一摞六个，一共十二个。然后呢，中间是香坛，最左边是金灯台，后面呢是一个幔子，把圣所和至圣所隔开了，这个就让神住得更舒服一些。
So, two more verses that I want us to look at in Exodus. And the first one is Exodus
25:22.
And there, God again is talking to Moses, and he's talking about that most holy place where the Ark of the Covenant is.
神告诉摩西关于至圣所和约柜的这些事情。And
remember that Ark of the Covenant served as a throne for God to sit on. And God says, there above the cover, between the two cherubs that are over the Ark of the Testimony, I will meet with you and give you all my commands for the Israelites.
神说我要在那里与你相会，要从法柜施恩座上，二基路伯中间，和你说我所要吩咐你传给以色列人的一切事。
So after God gave Moses all these instructions, And they built the tabernacle, and they made all that furniture. They got it all set up. And the question was, after they built it, was it good enough? Was it a home that God would want to live in? And I'm sorry, go ahead and say that.
那么在神告诉摩西这些建筑会幕的指示之后，他们建了这些器具，然后他们把这个器具给安装好了。那么是不是他们安装的是让神能感到舒服呢？是不是正确呢？
And the answer comes in Exodus chapter 40.
这答案呢是在出埃及记的四十章。
And there it says, the cloud covered the tent of meeting, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. Go ahead and do that.
当时云彩遮盖会幕，耶和华的荣光就充满了帐幕。
And in that verse, the tent of meeting and the tabernacle are just two different ways of saying the same thing.
那么在这里呢，实际谈到了这个建筑啊，它实际谈了两个词，一个叫会幕，一个叫帐幕。
And then it says, Moses could not even enter the tent of meeting because the cloud had settled upon it and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle.
那么摩西不能进会幕，因为云彩停在其上，并且耶和华的荣光充满了帐幕。
And so the answer was yes. God liked what they built.
那么这回答是是的，神喜爱他们建造的这个帐幕。
They built it the way God asked them to.
所以正好他们建的就是神要他们做的这种方式。
And the glory of the Lord entered the tabernacle.
神的荣耀进帐幕。
And God lived there among His people.
那么神呢，住在他们的子，他的子民中间。
Now, with that story in the background, I want us to jump ahead now, 1500 years to a conversation that Jesus had with a woman.
那么从这一段呢，到时候上课的想到1400年之后的一件事情，耶稣基督跟一个妇人谈话的情况。
And the conversation is recorded for us in John chapter 4.
那么这段对话呢是在约翰福音的四章十九到二十四节。
Now, in this passage, Jesus is going through a place called Samaria.
那么在这段圣经的背景当中，耶稣呢，他到了一个地方叫做撒玛利亚。
And the people in Samaria were not the same as the Jews who lived in Judea.
那么在撒玛利亚那些人呢，他们是跟居住在犹大地区的犹太人是不同的。
They were kind of like the Jews, but they had different ideas.
他们看着像犹太人，但实际他们有不同的想法。
And one of their different ideas was that God was to be worshipped in one of their mountains.
那其中一个想法就是神呢会在他们的山上来接受敬拜。
So the Jews believed that God had to be worshipped in Jerusalem.
犹太人认为呢，神应该在耶路撒冷被敬拜。
But the Samaritans believed that God had to be worshipped in Samaria.
那么撒玛利亚人认为呢，神应该被敬拜在撒玛利亚。
So Jesus is having a conversation with this woman, and now we'll follow the conversation.
耶稣跟这个妇人有一段对话，我们看看他们讲了什么。
Sir.The woman said, I can see that you are a prophet.
妇人说，先生，我看出你是先知。
Our fathers worshipped on this mountain, but you Jews claim that the place where we must worship is in Jerusalem.
我们的祖宗在这山上礼拜，你们倒说应当礼拜的地方是在耶路撒冷。
Jesus declared, Believe me, woman, a time is coming.When you will worship the Father neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem.
耶稣说，妇人，你当信我，时候将到，你们拜父也不在这山上，也不在耶路撒冷。
You Samaritans worship what you do not know. We worship what we do know, for salvation is from the Jews.
你们所拜的你们不知道，我们所拜的我们知道，因为救恩是从犹太人出来的。
Yet a time is coming and has now come when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth, for they are the kind of worshipers the Father seeks.
时候将到，如今就是了，那真正拜父的要用心灵和诚实拜他，因为父要这样的人拜他。
God is spirit, and his worshipers must worship him in spirit and in truth.
神是个灵，所以拜他的必须用心灵和诚实拜他。
Now, when you see this word spirit here, there are two possibilities about what it might mean.
那么你看到这个词灵，可以有两种可能性对它的意义来讲。
Some people think that the word spirit here means Holy Spirit.
有些人认为这个灵的意思是圣灵。
And that what Jesus is saying is that we have to have the Holy Spirit in order to worship God.
觉得我们应该有圣灵来帮助我们敬拜神。
Other people think that the word spirit here refers to the human spirit inside of us.
有些人认为这个灵是指我们里面的这种灵性。
And that what Jesus is saying is that we have to worship Jesus inside of us. We have to worship in our hearts.
那意思就是说我们应该用我们内部的我们的心灵来敬拜耶稣。
So the question is, which one of these is right?
那么问题是这两个哪个是对的呢？到底是指圣灵呢，还是我们人本来就有的这个灵呢？
And it may well be that the answer is they're both right.
也可能这个回答是都对。
In particular, what I think is important to notice hereis that Jesus says to this woman,
特别是当联系到这个背景的时候，当耶稣跟这个撒玛利亚的人说话的时候，
You have asked me where the right place of worship is. We worship, I'm sorry, go ahead.
已经问我了，到底哪个地方敬拜神才是对的。
Is he to be worshipped on this mountain?Or on that mountain.
是应该在这个山上拜神呢，还是在那个山上拜神呢？
And Jesus says, "That's now. That's the wrong question."
实际耶稣说，现在这是个错误的问题。
In older times, God lived in temple and tabernacle.
那么在以前古代的时候呢，神是住在会幕和圣殿里的。
But now.He has chosen to live inside each one of us.
所以他现在选择的是住在我们心里面。
If we will worship him sincerely and in truth.
如果我们诚实并且以真理来敬拜他的时候呢？
You know, there are some people who think that there are only certain places where you can worship God.
有些人认为在这个世界上只有几个地方你才能够敬拜神。
You have to go to a church to worship God.
你必须要到一个教会才能敬拜神。
Or some people think, if I could just go to Israel.
有些人说我要到以色列才能真正敬拜神。
If I could walk down the streets of Jerusalem.
我能如果走到耶路撒冷的街上。
That would make me feel closer to God.
才会让我感觉到我们神更亲近。
But Jesus tells us here that thinking is wrong.
但耶稣在这儿告诉我们，那种思想是错误的。
The good news of the gospel is that you don't have to go to Jerusalem to worship God.
福音的好消息是你不用到耶路撒冷去拜神。
You can worship God in your bedroom.
你可以在你的卧室里面来敬拜神，
or your living room，
或你的客厅里，
or your closet，
或你的壁橱里，
or your car，
或你车里面。
Because God, when you ask Jesus Christ to come into your heart, He comes in and He takes up residence.
那么当你邀请耶稣基督住到你的心里面，他进来了，并且在 你的心里安家了。
He moves in.
他搬到了我们的心里。
And that's what the next verse says.
所以这就是约翰福音十四章二十三节讲的。
In John 14, Jesus replied, "If anyone loves me, he will obey my teaching. My Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him."
耶稣回答说，人若爱我，就必遵守我的道，我父也必爱他，并且我们要到他那里去，与他同住。
Isn't that wonderful that Jesus and God the Father can come into you and make his home with you?
那么 这是不是特别好，耶稣基督和他的父能够到我们这里来，并且呢住在我们心里。
It's no longer a matter of what mountain you worship in or what temple you worship in.
不再是我们需要到一个山上啊，或者是殿里才能去敬拜神。
But now it is the human heart where God lives.
那么现在呢，神是住在人的心里。
Your heart, your spirit, your inner person is a home for God to live.
我们的心，我们的灵，我们里面的这个人啊，是神可以居住的。
So in one way, things have changed. Back in the Old Testament, God lived in a tabernacle or a temple.
在一种方式呢，在古代的时候呢，在以色列人当中，神呢住在了会幕或者是圣殿当中。
But now he lives inside each Christian.
那么现在呢，他住在每个基督徒的心里。
However, in some way, things have not changed.
但是从另一个方式来讲，事情还没有变化。
So remember, back in the Old Testament, if that priest hadn't kept fresh bread on the table and hadn't kept the lamps lit and kept the incense burning,
那么当我们想旧约，如果那位大祭司他不能保持着陈设饼上的那个陈设饼桌上的饼都是新鲜的，灯台一直都亮着呢，香一直都着着，
God wouldn't live there,
神就不会住在那儿，
and he would have moved out,
他会离开的，搬出去。
So what if God moves inside of us?
那么神是怎么样搬进来住在我们心里的呢？
And we start doing things that don't make him feel very welcome inside of us.
我们现在还一直都在做那些让他感到不舒服的事情。
What might God do?
神可能会怎么样处理呢？
This is your chance to answer.
请大家回答。神想要住在我们心里，但如果我们里面让他不舒服，神会做什么决定呢？
If God moves into us and makes our heart his home, but we start doing things that don't make him feel very welcome, what might God do?
所以如果神住到我们心里来了之后，但是我们做事情不尽量去欢迎他，尊敬他，那么神会怎么做呢？大家可以回答一下啊，没有人举手回答一下。
我想神会离开。
你说
神会离开。
他说God will leave。
God might leave. Okay, that's one possibility.
这是一种可能性。
Yeah, if you start doing things that God doesn't like very much, he might decide, I'm not going to live here any longer. He'd be angry. Okay.
神会生气，那肯定是的。
Okay.
海滨。
I didn't upset. He'll be upset with us. Yes. Okay.
神会感觉到很消沉的，很沮丧。
So he might be angry, he might be upset, he might think about leaving.
Sometimes he's
刚才要be sick.
Be sick, okay, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, if you leave moldy bread on that table for God to eat. Okay, any other answers? Oh, here's one.
God might pass judgment.
He might pass judgment, yes.
神可能会要审判。
So, you see, every one of us now has the same role as that priest in the Old Testament.
所以现在你看，我们每个人都面对着原来这古代旧约时代那位大祭司面临的同样的情况。
The priest's job was to make sure that God was comfortable in that tabernacle.
大祭司是要保证在会幕里面神要感到舒服。
And now today, as modern priests, our job is to make sure that God feels welcome in our hearts.
那么今天呢，作为现代的祭司呢，我们每一个基督徒都需要去保证神住在我们里面感到舒服。
God is a guest in our home.
神是我们这个家里的一位客人。
And we have responsibility to make sure he feels welcome.
我们有责任去让他感觉到受欢迎。
So, what I want to do for the last part of this message is read something to you. I'll read it in English, and of course, Evan will read it in Chinese.
那么，到时候赛克尔会读一个小的故事哈，这是被 Robert Bowie 的 Munger 写的哈。这个故事的名字叫 My Heart Cries Home， 我的心基督的家。
And so.A paragraph at a time, or a
paragraph? Yes.
Okay. All right. All right. This is a story or a parable that Dr. Munger wrote nearly 50 years ago now.
这是一个故事或者是寓言吧哈，在 15 years. 60年以前这位博士Robert Bowen Munger 博士写的。
So, listen to this story. One evening, I invited Jesus Christ into my heart. What an entrance he made. It was not a spectacular emotional thing, but very real. Something happened at the very center of my life. He came into the darkness of my heart and turned on the light. He built a fire on the hearth and banished the chill. He started music.Where there had been stillness, and he filled the emptiness with his own loving, wonderful fellowship. I have never regretted opening the door to Christ, and I never will, not into eternity.
一天晚上，我请耶稣基督进入到了我的心里，他造了一道多好的门呐！这并不是一件引人入胜的感情化的事情，而是非常真实的。这件事对我的生命而言是非常重要的。他进入了我心中的黑暗之处，带来了光明，就像在壁炉上点着了火，驱散了寒冷。他在寂静之中奏响了音乐，以他自己爱的美妙的亲密关系填补了空虚。我从来也不后悔向基督打开心门，否则我就不会进入永生。
Maybe we'll do smaller chunks.
Okay.
Yeah. After Christ entered my heart.And in the joy of this new relationship, I said to him, Lord, I want this heart of mine to be yours. I want to have you settle down here and be perfectly at home.
在基督进入到我的心里后，在与他新的关系的喜乐当中，我对他说，主啊，我想让我这颗心成为你的，我想让你住在这儿，并且完全把这里当成自己的家。
Everything I have belongs to you.Let me show you around and introduce you to the various features of the home, that you may be more comfortable and that we may have fuller fellowship together.
我拥有的每件事都属于你，让我带你看看这里，并且向你介绍这个家的各种特点，以便你可以感到更舒服，同时我们也可以有更好的交流。
The first room was the study, the library.
这个家的第一间房间是书房，也就是图书馆。
In my home, this room of the mind is a very small room with very thick walls, but it is a very important room.
在这个家中，思想的房间是很小的，墙壁很薄，但是它却是非常重要的。
In a sense, it is the control room of the house.
在一定程度上，它是这个家的控制室。
He entered with me and looked around at the books in the bookcase, the magazines upon the table, and the pictures on the wall.
主跟着我进到这个房间，看了看书架上的那些书籍，桌子上的杂志和墙上的画。
As I followed his gaze, I became uncomfortable.
当我顺着他的目光看过去的时候，我变得不舒服起来。
Strangely, I had not felt self-conscious about this before.But now that he was there looking at these things, I was embarrassed.
真是奇怪，以前我从来也没感到有什么不自然，但是现在当主在这里看那些东西的时候，我感到尴尬。
Some books were there that his eyes were too pure to behold.
一些书不堪入目，因为主的眼睛太纯洁了。
There was a lot of trash and literature on the table that a Christian had no business reading. And as for the pictures on the wall,The imaginations and thoughts of the mind, some of these were shameful.
桌上摆着很多没用的文学作品，是基督徒不应该看的。而墙上的画反映了我的幻想和低俗的念头，有些实在是让我太丢脸了。
I turned to him and said, Master, I know that this room needs some radical alterations. Will you help me make it what it ought to be?And bring every thought into captivity to you.
我转向他说，主啊，我知道这个房间需要完全的清理，你会帮我把它变成它应该有的样子吗？就全照你的想法来做吧。
Surely, he said, first of all, take all the things that you are reading and looking at which are not helpful, pure, good, and true, and throw them out.
没问题，他说。首先把所有那些你正在看的东西你觉得纯洁的好的和正确的扔掉
Now put on the empty shelves the books of the Bible
现在呢把应该装圣经的书架清空
Fill the library with scripture and meditate in it day and night
每天早晚都用经文和祷告来填充它
As for the pictures on the wallYou will have difficulty controlling these images, but there is an aid.
墙上的那些画会影响你，对你来说控制想象力有些困难，但是我可以帮你做这个。
He gave me a full-size portrait of himself.
他给了我一幅他全身的画像。
Hang this centrally, he said, on the wall of the mind.
把这个挂上，他说，就挂在你思想的墙壁正中间。
I did so.And I have discovered through the years that when my attention is centered upon Christ himself, his purity and power cause impure imaginings to retreat.
我照着做了，在多年以后我明白了，当我的注意力以基督为中心的时候，他的纯洁和能力会驱除我的那些污秽的想象力。
So he has helped me to bring my thoughts into captivity.
他会给我能力让我更新我的思想
From the study we went into the dining room the room of appetites and desires
我们从书房进入了饭厅这是欲望和渴求的房间
I spent a good deal of time there and put forth much effort in satisfying my wants
在这里我曾经花了大量的时间费了很多功夫以满足我想要的东西
I said to him, this is a very large room, and I'm quite sure you'll be pleased with what we serve.
我对他说，这是个很大的屋子，我肯定你会满意，我要招待你的。
He seated himself at the table with me and asked, what is on the menu for dinner?
他和我一起坐在了桌子旁边，问，晚餐我们吃什么？
Well, I said, my favorite dishes, old bones, corn husks,Sour garbage, leeks, onions, and garlic right out of Egypt.
我说都是我最喜欢的东西，隔夜的骨头、玉米壳、有馊味的垃圾、韭菜、葱、蒜，都是从埃及带出来的。
These were the things I liked, worldly fare.
这些就是我所爱的属世的食物。
When the food was placed before him, he said nothing, but I observed but he did not eat it.
当食物放在他面前时，他什么也没说，但是他也没有吃。
Master, you don't care for this food? What is the trouble?
我问他，主啊，你不喜欢这些东西吗？有什么问题吗？
He answered, I have meat to eat that you know not of. If you want food that really satisfies, seek the will of the Father, not your own pleasures, not your own desires, not your own satisfactions, but seek to please me.
他回答说，我有你不知道的肉吃，如果你想要能够真正满足你的食物，就应该求神的旨意，而不是照你自己的愿望，不是照你自己的欲念，不是追求你自己满意。
There at the table, he gave me a taste of the joy of doing God's will.
在桌子旁边，他让我感到了追求神的旨意所带来的喜乐的滋味。
What flavor, what nourishment and vitality it gives to the soul. There is no food like it in all the world. It alone satisfies.
真是好味道，它让我的灵魂感到那么被滋养，有活力。世界上没有任何食物像它一样，只有它使我感到满足。
From the dining room, we walked into the living room.
从饭厅我们走进了客厅。
The room was intimate and comfortable. I liked it.
这个房间既亲切又舒服，我很喜欢的。
It had a fireplace, upholstered chairs, a sofa, and a quiet atmosphere.
这里有一个壁炉，一些带坐垫的椅子，一个沙发和一份安静的气氛。
He said, "This is indeed a delightful room. Let us come here often. It is secluded and quiet, and we can fellowship together."
他说，这里真是一个叫人高兴的地方。我们以后常到这里来吧。这里既隐蔽又安静，我们可以一起交通。
Well, as a young Christian, I was thrilled.I could not think of anything I would rather do than have a few minutes apart with Christ in intimate fellowship.
作为一个年轻的基督徒，听了这话，我激动不已。没有任何事情比得上跟基督一起亲密交通好。
He promised, I will be here early every morning. Meet me here, and we will start the day together.
他承诺说，每天早晨我都会早早到这里来，在这里我们见面，然后一起开始一天的生活。
So morning after morning, I would come downstairs to the living room.
这样一个又一个早晨，我都会下楼到客厅里来。
He would take a book of the Bible from the case, and we would open it and read it together.
他会从盒子当中啊选一件圣经的书信，然后我们打开一起读。
He would tell me of its richness and unfold me its truths.
他让我了解到经文中丰富的内容，并将真理为我讲明。
My heart warmed as he revealed the love and grace he had toward me.
当他显露他给我的爱和恩典时，我的心感到温暖。
These were wonderful hours, but little by little, under the pressures of many responsibilities, the time began to be shortened.
那段时间真是美好的时光啊！然而，渐渐的，在很多责任的压力下，这时间被缩短了。
Why? I don't know. But I thought I was too busy to spend time with Christ.
我不知道为什么，但我想是因为我太忙，而没法跟基督花时间在一起。
This was not intentional, you understand. It just happened that way.
我想你能理解，这不是有意的，但事情就这么发生了。
Finally, not only was the time shortened, but I began to miss a day now and then.
最后不仅仅时间缩短了，而且有时我整天都错过了这段时间。
Perhaps it was some other pressing need I was drawn to. I would miss it 2 days in a row and oftentimes more.
那可能是由于我不得不处理一些紧急的事情，后来我又常常一连错过了两天。
I remember one morning when I was rushing downstairs, eager to be on my way, that I passed the living room and noticed that the door was ajar.
我记得有天早晨，当我冲下楼，急匆匆地经过客厅时，注意到门半开着。
Looking in, I saw a fire in the fireplace, and the master sitting there.
我往里看了一眼，见壁炉里的火着着，主坐在壁炉旁。
Suddenly, in dismay, I thought to myself, "He is my guest. I invited him into my heart. He has come, and yet I am neglecting him."
突 突然我感到很难受，我对自己说，他是我的客人，是我请他进入到我心里来的，他已经来了，但是我却忽视了他。
With a downcast glance, I said, Blessed Master, forgive me. Have you been here all these mornings?
我愧疚地看了他一眼，说，圣主啊，赦免我，这些早晨你都在这里吗？
Yes, he said, I told you I would be here every morning to meet with you. Remember, I love you. I have redeemed you at great cost. I desire your fellowship.
他说是的，我告诉你，我每天早上都会在这里跟你见面。记住，我爱你，我花重价将你救赎出来，我想跟你交通。
Even if you cannot keep the quiet time for your own sake, do it for mine.
即使由于你自己的缘故，你不能留出安静的时间跟我会面，我还会到这儿来等你。
The truth that Christ desires my companionship, that he wants me to be with him and waits for me, has done more to transform my quiet time with God than any other single factor.
基督渴望我的友情，他想花时间跟我在一起，并且一直都等着我。单单这一事实就值得我留出安静的时间跟他交通。
Before long, he asked, Do you have a workshop in your home?
过了一会儿他问我，在你家里有工作室吗？
Down in the basement of the home of my heart, I had a bench and some equipment, but I was not doing much with it.
在我新房的地下室里，我有一条长椅和一些设备，但是我不常用。
Once in a while, I would go down and fuss around with a few little gadgets, but I wasn't producing anything substantial.
偶尔我会下去，拿着那几件小工具瞎忙一气，但实际也没弄出什么东西来。
I led him down there.
我将他带到了那里。
He looked over the workbench and said, Well, this is quite well furnished. What are you producing with your life for the kingdom of God?
他检查了一下工作台，说，这可是相当好的器具啊。你会用你的生命为神的国生产什么东西呢？
He looked at one or two little toys that I had thrown together on the bench.
他看到了我扔在长椅上的那几件小玩具。
He held one up to me and said, Are these little toys all that you are producing in your Christian life?
他拿起一件举到我跟前说，这些小玩具就是你要在自己的基督徒生活中生产的东西吗？
Would you like to do better? He asked.
他问你想做得更好吗？
Certainly, I replied.
我回答说当然了。
All right, let me have your hands. Now relax in me.And let my spirit work through you.
他说好的，让我抓着你的手，现在在我里面放松，让我的灵通过你做工。
I know that you are clumsy and awkward, but the Holy Spirit is the master workman. And if he controls your hands and your heart, he will work through you.
我知道你的技术没那么好，但是圣灵是大师，如果他控制你的手和你的心，他就会通过你做成工作。
Stepping around behind me and putting his great strong hands under mine, holding the tools in his skilled fingers, he began to work through me.
然后他绕到我的背后，将他那有力的强劲的手放在我的手下面，用他灵活的手指抓住工具，开始通过我工作。
The more I relaxed and trusted him, the more he was able to do with my life.
我越是放松并且相信他，他就越能够控制我的生活。
He asked me if I had a playroom.
他问我是不是有娱乐的地方。
I was hoping he would not ask me about this.
我希望他不要问这个。
There were certain associations and friendships, activities and amusements that I wanted to keep for myself.
我肯定想为自己留一些隐私，那是一些社团和娱乐的场所。
One evening when I was leaving to join some college companions, he stopped me with a glance and asked,Are you going out this evening?
一个晚上，当我准备去参加大学的活动时，他看了我一眼，拦住我问道：“今晚你要离开吗？”
I replied, "Yes," rather awkwardly, and then I said, "But I don't think, Lord Jesus, that you would really want to go with me."
我相当尴尬地回答说：“是的，主耶稣，我想你不会真的想跟我一起去吧？我们明天晚上再一起出去吧。”
So let's go out tomorrow night.Tomorrow night we'll go to a prayer meeting, but tonight I have another appointment.
明晚我们去祷告会，但是今天晚上我有安排。
I'm sorry, he said. I thought that when I came into your home, we were going to do everything together, to be partners.
他说对不起，当初当我进入你的家时，我就想要跟你一起去做每件事，我们是伙伴。
I want you to know that I am willing to go with you.
我想让你知道，我愿意和你一起去。
Well, I mumbled, slipping out the door, we will go someplace tomorrow night.
再说吧，明晚我们再一起去什么地方？我嘟囔着溜出了门。
That evening, I spent some miserable hours. I felt wretched.
那个晚上我过得很不好，我觉得心情很糟。
What kind of friend was I to Christ when I was deliberately leaving him out of my associations, doing things and going places that I knew very well he would not enjoy?
对基督而言，我是他的哪种朋友啊？我故意让他不接触我的社交，我做的那些事或是去的那些地方都是他不喜欢的。
When I returned that evening, there was a light in his room, and I went up to talk it over with him.
那天晚上，当我回来的时候，在他的房间里有一丝亮光，我早上去跟他说话。
I said, Lord, I have learned my lesson. I cannot have a good time without you. We will do everything together.
我说主啊，我学到功课了，没有你我过得不好，以后我们一起做每件事吧。
Then we went down to the rec room of the house and he transformed it.
然后我们下去到了家里的娱乐室，他将那里改变了。
He brought new friends into my life, new satisfactions, and new and lasting joys.
他将新朋友带到了我的生活中，他带来了新的满足和新的持久的快乐。
Laughter and music have been ringing through the house ever since.
从那时起，笑声和音乐一直在家里回响。
One day, I found him waiting for me at the door.
有一天，他在门口等着我。
There was an arrested look in his eye, and he said to me as I entered, "There is a peculiar odor in the house."
当我进屋时，他逼视着我说，房子里有一股奇怪的味道。
Something is dead around here. It's upstairs. I'm sure it must be in the closet.
有什么东西死了，是在楼上，我肯定是在壁橱里。
As soon as he said the words, I knew what he was talking about.
他一这么说，我就知道他在谈什么。
Yes, there was a small hall closet up there on the landing, just a few feet square.
没错，在离楼梯缓步台几英尺的地几平方尺的地方有一个小壁橱。
In that closet, behind lock and key, I had one or two little personal things that I did not want Christ to see.
在那个壁橱里，在一把锁的后面，有我一两件小的个人用品，那是我不想让基督看到的。
I knew they were dead and rotting things, and I wanted them so for myself that I was afraid to admit they were there.
我知道他们已经死了，并且发出了腐臭的气味，但是我想留着他们仅仅是为了我自己，并且我也怕承认他们在那儿。
I went up with him, and as we mounted the stairs, the odor became stronger and stronger.
我跟着他往楼上走，气味越来越浓了。
He pointed to the door. I was angry.
他指着壁橱的门，我非常愤怒。
That's the only way I can put it.
这里是唯一我留给自己的空间。
I had given him access to the library, the dining room, the living room, the workshop, the rec room, and now he was asking me about a little 2x4 closet.
我已经让他进了这个家的书房、饭厅、客厅、工作室、娱乐室，现在他竟然还想进那个四尺长、两尺宽的小壁橱。
I said inwardly, "This is too much. I am not going to give him the key."
我对自己说，他管得太多了，这次我不会给他钥匙的。
He said, reading my thoughts, "If you think I'm going to stay up here on the second floor with this odor, you are mistaken. I will go out on the porch."
主知道我在想什么，说如果你觉得我会待在这里忍受这种气味，那你就错了，我要从门廊出去。
I saw him start down the stairs. My resistance collapsed.
当我看着他往楼下走时，我无法再抵抗了。
When one comes to know and love Christ, the worst thing that can happen is to sense his companionship withdrawing.
当一个人认识基督并且爱他时，发生的最糟糕的事情就是感到他的友谊的离去。
I had to surrender. I'll give you the key, I said sadly, but you will have to open the closet and clean it out. I haven't got the strength to do it.
我投降了，我悲哀地说，我给你钥匙，但是你要帮我打开壁橱的门，把里面清理干净，我没有力量去处理。
With trembling fingers, I passed the key to him.
我用颤抖的手将钥匙交给了他。
He took it, walked over to the door, opened it, entered, took out all the putrefying stuff that was rotting there, and threw it away.
他接过去打开壁橱的门进去，把所有那些腐烂的东西拿出来扔掉了。
Then he cleaned the closet and painted it. It was done in a moment's time.
然后他将壁橱清理干净，又粉刷一新，一会儿就做完了。
Oh, what victory and release to have that dead thing out of my life.
哦，将我生命中那些已死的东西清理出去，这是多大的胜利和解脱呀！
A thought came to me. Lord, is there any chance you would take over the management of the whole house and operate it for me as you did that closet?
我突然有了一个念头，就说，主啊，你会为我管理清洁整个房子吗？就像你处理那个壁橱一样。
Would you take the responsibility to keep my life what it ought to be?
你会负责把我的生活改变成它应该有的样子吗？
His face lighted up as he replied, Certainly, that is what I want to do. You cannot be a victorious Christian in your own strength. Let me do it through you and for you. That is the way.
主的脸显出了笑容，说那是肯定的，那正是我想为你做的。靠着你自己的力量，你不能成为一个得胜的信徒。让我通过你，并且为你做吧。
But he added slowly, I am just a guest.I have no authority to proceed since the property is not mine.
他又说，但是我仅仅是个客人，因为这个家房产不是我的，我没有权利做这些事。
Dropping to my knees, I said, Lord, you have been a guest, and I have been the host.
我跪了下来，说主啊，从前你是客人，我是主人。
But from now on,I am going to be the servant.
但是从现在开始，我要做仆人。
You are going to be the Lord.
请你做我的主人吧。
Running as fast as I could to the strong box, I took out the title deed to the house, describing its properties, assets, and liabilities.
我快步跑到了保险箱那里，拿出了房契，那上面注明了房产所有权、资产和债务。
I eagerly signed the house over to him alone for time and eternity.
我把房子签在了他的名下，时间是永远。
Here I said, here it is, all that I am and have forever.
我说这里是我所有的一切，永远生效。
Now you run the house.
现在你管这栋房子。
I'll just remain with you as your servant and your friend.
我就是会做你的朋友和仆人和朋友永远在一起。
Things are different since Jesus Christ has settled down and has made his home in my heart.
自从主耶稣基督你来住在我的心里，并且以此为家，生活就完全不同了。
We have the responsibility to make sure that our hearts, our spirits,Our lives are welcome places where Christ would want to live.
我们有责任去保证我们的灵、我们的心和我们的生活成为受主欢迎的地方，以保证他能住得舒服。
And I pray that Christ will give each one of us the grace to be able to do that.
我祷告，为我们每个人祷告，以便基督耶稣能给我们足够的恩典，让我们有力量做这个事。
And Perhaps the first step in that process is to recognize that the house is not our house, it's his.
那么第一步必须我们要认识到这个家呀，也就是我们的心呢，不是我们自己的家，而是他的家。
And when he comes in, he doesn't simply move in as a guest, he moves in as the new lord of the house.
当他来的时候是作为客人住进来的，但是呢，我们要保证他搬进来以后作为是这个家的主人。
May each one of us know what it is to have Christ as Lord of our lives.
所以让我们每一个人愿我们都能够认识到耶稣基督是我们生命中的主。
Amen.
Amen.